After losing the first test match by 267 runs, and then coming into the second test match, and again starting off really badly and getting into follow-on, and from there to come back and win the test match, and that too by just one run in the end, what a match! New Zealand has become the fourth team in the history of Test cricket to win after a follow-on. What an amazing match we have witnessed, and let's talk about that today. Welcome to a new episode of Just Another Podcast. This has really been one of the best test matches we've ever seen because we have seen literally everything in this test match. We've seen the highs, the lows, comebacks, everything that test cricket is made of. First, we started by England really smashing it again, going at 5 runs and over to score 435 runs in the first innings, and then they declared. And obviously, we can't forget that New Zealand started really well with Tim Southee and Matt Henry. England were at 21 for 3 at the start, and then a massive partnership between Joe Root and Harry Brook really got England back into the game. Harry Brook, my God, what a talent he is. He scored 186 runs off just 176 balls on a green top with balls swinging and where New Zealand was at top when he came in. And then the way he took the bowling attack on was just unbelievable to watch. Joe Root at the other end was not as fluent as Harry Brook. He was struggling a bit at the beginning and he was taking his time. But later he did catch up with the scoring rate and he got an unbeaten 153 runs of just 244 balls in the end. And again, these two batsmen really took England to a place where they were again looking favourites to win the Test match. And it did look that way when New Zealand batted in their first innings. I mean, they got bundled out for 209, and that was after Tim Southee's great innings of 73 of just 49 balls, counter-attacking in the end, without which they would have been really struggling. We saw James Anderson and Stuart Broad. Again, how many times have we said this name, Anderson and Broad? They got 7 wickets between them, and the first innings was completely belonging to England. Then was a big decision for England to make whether they had to bat again or they wanted New Zealand to bat again. But they did let New Zealand follow on again, and this time New Zealand came back with a fight that we all are used to. Tom Latham and Devon Conway added 149 runs for the opening partnership and they faced 52 runs, which really took a lot of out of the England bowlers. We should remember that they already had 53 overs in the first innings under their belt, and then to come back again, it was very important for New Zealand to keep the England bowlers on the field for a long time, and that's exactly what they did. As we say, class is always permanent and form is just temporary, and that's exactly what we saw with Kane Williamson. He had been struggling for a bit and was not in the greatest of nicks coming into this test match. But this innings, we all got to see once again what a great player he is. He scored a 132 runs, initially took a lot of time to get going, and he did make sure that he spent a lot of time in the middle grinding it out, and later on took advantage of the tired bowlers. Darryl Mitchell for New Zealand picked up the scoring rate as he scored 54 runs of just 54 balls, and then Tom Blundell once again. He's been very good behind the stumps and with his batting as well. He scored a valuable 90. And at one stage when Williamson and Blundell were batting together, it really looked like it was up to New Zealand for them to declare and to set a big score as a target. As we clearly saw that England were completely out of fuel and they were tired. But the man who can't get anything wrong, the man with a golden touch, Harry Brook came into the attack and got the massive wicket of Kane Williamson. From there on, England wrapped it up very quickly with Jack Leach getting 5 wickets and New Zealand getting all out for 483, which set England a target of 258, which was a bit touch and go. There was enough score on the board for New Zealand to put up a fight. At the same time, it looked like England could easily win this game. But clearly, New Zealand, the way they fought was unbelievable to watch. A lot of people did get starts with Zach Crawley getting 24, Ben Duckett looked very good for his 33. We saw Ben Stokes in the end really grinding it out for 33 off 116 balls. But Joe Root was the one who looked extremely fluent. He scored 95 runs off 113 balls, and when he was going really well, it looked like he was definitely going to take England home. But it was Neil Wagner for New Zealand who was the hero of the day. He picked up 4 crucial wickets and 2 brilliant catches as well. And this was such a great story. So far in the series, he was really smashed around all over the park. In the first test match, we saw that he went for 110 runs in just 13 overs and his short ball trick was not working until this point. Here again, he trusted himself with his tried and tested technique of bowling the short balls, and this time it really worked. He initially got Ollie Pope out, but after that, the big one was when he got Ben Stokes out. I think that was the real game-changing moment. When Joe Root and Ben Stokes were going, it was looking pretty easy for them. But once he got Ben Stokes out, and again, after that came back to get Joe Root out, that really opened it up for New Zealand. Ben Foulkes again put up a fight for England with Jack Leach in the end. He scored 35 runs when it was 43 required and was almost getting England home. Once again, we saw Saudi come back into the attack and get him out with a short ball, which again turned the tables. It was 7 required at that stage with the last pair, Anderson and Leach. And again, unexpectedly, when we saw Wagner ball against Anderson, Anderson really pulled one short ball away for a 4. And again, it looked like England were going to do this, and it was not going to be New Zealand's day. But New Zealand again kept fighting, and in the end, when it was 2 runs to win, Wagner balled one on the hips of James Anderson down the leg side, and he just clipped it very, very faint edge. That Blundell took an amazing catch. Again, he's been brilliant behind the stumps, and it was a historic test victory. This is the kind of matches I think that makes test cricket what it is. For a team to be down and out at the end of the second day and still to be able to take the test match to 5 days and win just by 1 run in the end, I don't think this can be replicated by any other format, and that's why this is so special and we need to really keep this format alive. We saw everything in this test match. We saw brilliant batting from Kane Williamson, Harry Brook, Joe Root in the first and second innings. We saw some amazing bowling from both sides. Anderson and Broad in the first innings. Ollie Robinson was bowling really well as well. And then in the second innings, we saw Jack Leach do pretty well. We saw from New Zealand side, Tim Southee and Matt Henry going at it for a long, long time. And Wagner in the second innings contributing massively as well. So we really saw everything in this test match. There were plenty of moments where things could have gone either way. I mean, in the first innings, obviously, when we saw Tim Southee come to bat and score 73 runs, I think without those 73 runs, it would have been a very different story. Again, coming back in the second innings, that is New Zealand's second innings, there were plenty of dropped opportunities as well. England were clearly tired after spending over 200 overs on the field, but still they managed to keep fighting. I think the best thing was that they never stopped trying. We constantly saw them trying new things with the field sets and the bowling changes, and they did their best. And in the end, obviously, after the wicket of Kane Williamson from Brook, which was completely unexpected, they again managed to fight back and pull things back. Again, when England were batting on the last day, there were plenty of moments where things could have gone either way again. We saw once Ben Stokes got out, I think that was a bit of a frivolous shot. Until then, he was batting in a very measured way, and then to take on the short ball of Wagner really changed the momentum of the innings. And again, Joe Root again trying to play the pull shot and getting out. Even in the end, after all of this, we saw Ben Foulkes batting really well and again falling to the short ball. So the short ball in the last day worked very well for New Zealand this time. Another massive credit has to go to the groundsman to prepare this kind of a fetch for Test cricket. I think it gave a bit of everything for everyone. The batsmen, if they spend time in the crease, they could score some runs. There was movement with the ball, which the pacers could exploit with the new ball. And there was a bit of variable bounce as well. And again, we saw Jack Leach and Bracewell getting good spin. So literally, there was a bit of everything on this pitch, and I think that is the perfect Test cricket pitch. We don't want to see games get over in just like 2.5 or 3 days. We want it to go till the 5th day and produce this kind of result. Obviously, we can't expect this every single test match, but I think the more we get this kind of matches, I think the better it is for the game. On such a pitch, I don't think there's advantage for any one of the teams. Both teams were equally in the game, which is what misses out when there is a pitch that favors only one particular skill a lot. That is it from this episode. It was amazing fun watching this kind of a test match after a long time, and I hope we get to see more of such matches. Thank you all for listening, and we'll get back to you again with another episode very soon.